Welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and I thank you for joining us here on the program. And we take our little break here to talk with Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. She's on LinkedIn. She's on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. And 963-0842 is her phone number with the area code at the front end, 805, if you'd like to give her a call from anywhere in the continental United States, probably pretty much anywhere in the world. And we are... we just started 2014, and yet now we're into the 11th month. And today, on a day in which, and I still haven't figured this out, why we continue to do some of the things that we do. It's as almost as if once we start something in this country, oh, we can't let that. It's a tradition now. Daylight saving time, go away.
Write your congressman.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
I mean, Ben, in your day, Ben Franklin, it was a great idea. But I don't think it's necessary anymore. Anyway, let's talk about November. Here we are in a new month, 11th month of 2014. And, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on around the world, but each one of us has our own stuff that's going on within our own little worlds as well.
Right, right. And a lot of the focus, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, you know, these days, is on the wrapping up, the ending of the harvest season, and preparing for the winter. And we do that both on a material, physical level, but also on the emotional level. You know, the days getting shorter do impact us. We have less daylight. We have less hours in the day to do things outdoors, and that drives us inward. It's such an awesome metaphor. You know, the lack of light drives us inward. It drives us inward into our homes, and it drives us inward into our own hearts and minds. And again, that is so Scorpio. We are in Scorpio now, and Scorpio rules the inward nature of humankind. You know, the ability to go inward, mm-hmm. it's much more sophisticated than it is for other animals. And then it rules so much about what we find there in the darkness. There's shadows, there's darkness. You know, a lot of times in the harvest season, when we're evaluating what we're going to do with what we have, you know, how we're going to spend our time during the holidays, how we're going to spend our money, how we're going to manage ourselves through the darkness of winter, all that's based on values. And that evaluating process shows us our higher self, our good nature, and also our lesser nature. You know, Scorpio shows us where we and others can be more selfish, more greedy, less kind, less compassionate, you know, and where we're making decisions based on fear and where we're making decisions based on clarity and confidence.
And what's real interesting about that, Beth, is that we just entered, am I correct, we left daylight saving time.
Oh, let's see.
I always
daylight
get that
savings
confused.
Time ends. Yes, at 2 a.m. It ended at 2 a.m. this morning.
But what you just said about decisions based upon these emotions, and in 2 days, even though most states probably have mail-in ballots now, it's election day.
Yes.
So
yes.
How,
well, and
what,
a note on that.
Yes.
Just a note on that. Mm-hmm. If you're voting by mail and you haven't mailed them in by today, they won't get there in time.
Right.
And so if you're an absentee voter, you absolutely have to take it in.
Yeah.
If it hasn't been mailed, you have to walk it in to your precinct or to the county elections office.
Exactly.
Just a public service announcement. Because I volunteer. You know, I know these things. Yeah.
Great. Well, I appreciate that information, but I just find it interesting that here we are. And, of course, we both know that with Vedic astrology, with David Hawthorne, he's talked about how the elections, just based upon the charts and so forth, having an election in November is the wrong time because of basically what you were just talking about how daylight's getting shorter. It drives us inward. But the problem is it doesn't drive us inward when it comes to casting those votes. It's based upon superficial, a lot of times, I'm not saying all the time, but many times it is based upon some superficial stuff. And then we want to get the real information, and it's sometimes hard to get. And I think all of us would love to make really informed decisions. We don't just want to let's see, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. That's not the way to vote.
Well, I take a different tack on it.
Okay.
Again, because I volunteer and I'm heavily involved in the process.
Mm-hmm.
60% of Americans don't vote.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's like, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
For me, there are, like, so more people are too afraid. You know, again,
right.
Getting back to the Scorpio and the shadow thing,
mm-hmm.
and having to face where we're dominated by our fears.
Right.
60% of Americans don't vote because they don't think they matter. They don't trust the process. And this is not a new thing.
No, no, no.
This has gone on since our founding fathers. That's why they created the Electoral College.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't trust. There's this great quote by Benjamin Franklin where he really thought most of the common Americans at the time of the Revolution and the formation of our initial government were kind of, you know, drunken partying louts. You know, they were good people,
yeah.
You know, but like did not possess the intellectual capacity to grasp what a democracy entails.
Yeah.
Democracy entails courage, and it entails an educated electorate. And this is, again, our values. Our culture doesn't value educating people. You know, in some countries, voting is mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to vote. Even
right.
if you throw it away, you still have to participate. We haven't figured that out
yeah.
yet.
And I do like what Israel does with its citizens in terms of a service to the community.
Oh, absolutely.
What is it?
Absolutely.
Mandatory, like 2 years in the military?
Compulsory service.
Yeah.
Or
whatever
something
it is.
Similar.
Yeah.
Medical
yeah.
or religious or teaching,
and
I believe, is also an option. And we're still figuring that out.
Yeah. And I dovetail off of what you just said in terms of an educated electorate, you know, there's so much that we don't know because we haven't been taught. We haven't been taught how important it is for us to serve, how important it is for us to participate. And just because I was born here, you know, it's there's a certain element of obligation just by birth. But that hasn't been inculcated into our culture. And like you say, we're still trying to figure that out.
And Scorpio rules aspects of that.
Yeah.
Again, Scorpio rules where you are dominated by your fears,
mm-hmm.
and where you are fearless.
Yeah.
You know, those two, parameters, brackets.
Juxtapositions,
and,
yeah.
Juxtapositions. Mm-hmm. And Scorpio asks you to play around in that gray area in between,
yeah.
and figure out where you can be more confident and do things like voting or serving your country in
yeah.
some way.
Yeah.
Or you know, Scorpio asks you to at least look at where you're victimizing yourself.
Yeah.
And make changes. Scorpio is the opportunity to change.
Well, I would say that if you haven't yet, get to the polls, or make sure you fill out that absentee ballot and
drop it off,
because by the time you hear this program, you're not going to have enough time.
Right.
It's not going to get there. It won't be counted. And then you're really going to be mad because you took the time to vote and you really weren't counted.
Right.
Well, that's where you've got to know these
right.
things. And we're trying to educate you here. We're trying to raise
doing
the bar.
Our job.
Doing our
yep.
job.
Yeah. Community
well,
service.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Richard.
You bet. Beth McDonald at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, and also on Facebook as well as LinkedIn, and 805-963-0842. And we will come back with our continuing interview with Mitha Sophia here on Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned.